78 of the Christa Delphin magazine in February 1921 has an article about Jewish immigration to Palestine. The Immigration Department of the Zionist Commission reports that 6,500 Jews came to Palestine during the 10 months ending September 30, 1920. Of these, more than half are single men and women, who came over as pioneer labourers. 2,400 of this number were repatriated persons. The Immigration Department provides in nearly every case the food and shelter for the immigrants on their arrival at the port of Jaffa, as well as travelling expenses from the port to the place of employment. The department also provides medical aid and advances loans to skilled workers and professional men. Pending the detailed statistics, which will be published in due course, the Commission estimates that of the new arrivals, 700 have found employment in agriculture, 1,000 in road making, 600 is in various skilled and unskilled trades. At least another 2,000 workers arrived during October and November 1920 and increased the number employed on the roads. Sir Herbert Samuel, the High Commissioner for Palestine, has cabled to London asking for arrangements to be made for 1,000 immigrants to be sent forthwith to Palestine for the purposes of the public work.